Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Friday morning, January 5th. One of the eight Democratic candidates for Illinois Attorney General campaigned in the Quad Cities Thursday. As Herb Tricks reports, State Senator Kwame Raoul introduced himself to local residents and leaders, including union leaders.
In the state Senate, Raoul says he has a 90% voting record for labor and is sponsoring a bill to give the Attorney General more power in workers' rights cases. Instead of having to wait for a referral from the Department of Labor, he wants the Attorney General to be able to get involved right away.
Most employers abide by the law, but there are certain egregious violators, and those are the folks that we would want the Attorney General's office to be able to go after.
During one of his stops, Raoul met with a small but important group. The 25 people hardly filled the room in a Rock Island Union Hall, but the leaders of the Quad City Federation of Labor and the Tri-City Building Trades Council together represent 33,000 workers in central and western Illinois, and their support would certainly improve his chances in the March primary. I'm Herb Tricks.
A man whose mother died in a Legionnaires outbreak at a state-run veterans home is criticizing Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner for temporarily living there. Rauner's office says the governor is staying several days at the Illinois Veterans Home in Quincy. They say he's there to gain a more thorough understanding of the operations of the facility, which has had persistent Legionnaires cases over the past 3 years. Steve French's mother, Dolores, was one of 12 residents who died in the 2015 outbreak.
It's a ruse. It's trying to get headlines. It's trying to distract us from the real thing. And I just don't understand when people are dying, why doesn't somebody just find out why they're dying, find out who messed up, and come out and tell us instead of having this show?
French and 10 other families are suing the state for negligence. Rauner was also criticized by some of his political opponents who say his stay at the veterans home is a publicity stunt. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says she followed the law when she tapped emergency funds last year to offset a budget shortfall. Reynolds said yes to reporters yesterday when asked if she followed the law as written in transferring $13 million from a reserve fund. The move avoided a special legislative session. Democratic Representative Chris Hall claims in a lawsuit the Republican governor and her aide illegally transferred the money because certain emergency conditions weren't met. Reynolds says the lawsuit is politically motivated, but adds the law should be updated. Republican House Speaker Linda Upmeyer said earlier Thursday that Reynolds complied with the spirit of the law, but maybe not the exact law. Upmeyer also called for a legislative update. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.